Roseanne spin-off The Conners dramatizes illegal immigrant deportation, they're just trying to have a better life. By Warner Todd Houston on January 23, 2019. ABC sitcom, The Conners, has weighed in on the current immigration crisis, painting illegal aliens as innocent actors who are just trying to have a better life. In a recent episode, Dan Conners, John Goodman, screw-up daughter, Becky, Lisey Goranson, has been seeing an illegal alien who works at her restaurant, and the union has resulted in Becky's pregnancy. Becky, who has been portrayed as a boozing, philandering, aging cut-up, has suddenly found the world is wonderful with her relationship with illegal alien Emilio, Rene Rosado, and her pregnancy. But in Tuesday's episode, Emilio was grabbed up in an immigration raid of the restaurant. Naturally, the ICE raid was blamed on the immigration officers who were just doing their job instead of the illegals who had broken laws to come to the U.S. In one scene, for instance, Dan Conner informs Becky that there had been a series of raids in town focusing on restaurants, and Becky then gets a phone call confirming that Emilio has been taken into custody for deportation. Oh, my, this is ridiculous. These people are just trying to have a better life, Becky's sister Darlene, Sarah Gilbert, says of the incident. The family patriarch reminds them all that Emilio is an illegal alien. But Darlene is incredulous, saying, oh, so you don't have a problem with what's happening? But even Dan, who is not a fan of illegal aliens, says he is against the raid. I have a big problem. I like the guy, my daughter's about to have his baby, and he may be getting dragged out of the country. You think I want that? Dan Conner replies. Nowhere in the discussion is the questions about the Americans who are just trying to have a better life. People such as Kate Steinle, who was murdered by an illegal alien in California, or the tens of thousands of other Americans killed, raped, or otherwise harmed by illegals committing crimes of violence in the U.S. While it is true that most illegals do not commit violent crimes past their original crime of illegally entering the U.S., that fact is meaningless in the sum of things. The fact that there are millions of these people means that even a small percentage committing violent crimes equals tens of thousands of violent felons who are coming here and putting us all in danger. Where is the Conners to tell us a balanced story of the problem of illegal immigration? Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter @WarnerThouston.